Wolf and Company, and the co-owner of Wolf and Company is Sol Ashbach. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Have you run that trail? Is that what prompted you to, and in your crew, to build right there along it?
I have run the trail, walked the trail, biked the trail, but no. You know, I guess about 3 years ago, the tail end of COVID, and this space, retail space, with the connection to the 606 had been sitting vacant for many years, and the LG Group, who owns the building, reached out to us and asked us to take a look at it and if we'd be interested, and we were very surprised. This space was not snatched up by one of the bigger groups out there, but it's beautiful, and it's the only connection to the 606, and it's just a really nice, really nice thing for the Chicago and 606 Trail community to be able to utilize.
I've seen a lot of buzz about it, so I'm glad we could feature you on our Foodie Friday segment. You haven't been long. How long have you been open?
We just opened this past Monday,
so this is our
fifth day.
Yeah, and so are you seeing that? I mean, it looks like it offers so much more than just anybody, you know, happening to be walking, running, or biking the trail. It's 10,000 square feet, and you got a couple levels, but who are you seeing come in? Is it people off the trail, or is it people off the street?
Well, I think we've been getting a good combination, but being that there is no other, commercial space connected to the 606, That access is so fresh and so new, and it connects so many different neighborhoods. We're definitely seeing a lot of foot traffic coming off the trail, which allows them to go straight into the cafe, right into the open-air patio and dining area. And if they want to go downstairs to the market and restaurant, they can do that as well. It's free flow up and down from Western to the 606 and vice versa, the 606. To Western.
It looks fun. And you and your group are behind the restaurants Little Bad Wolf and Gretel. What's the connection to the word wolf?
Well, you know, it just started happening. You know, when we were kicking around the name for Little Bad Wolf, not a lot of people know this. Maybe I'm not a very good marketer. Little Bad Wolf, it was intended to be kitschy, but it also stood for liquor, beer, and wine, LBW, which we put on our stuff. That's kind of our logo. And so it just kind of stuck, and we went with Little Bad Wolf, and then we went away from it for Gretel, and we're like, let's get back to it because it's just our roots. So
yeah.
It just kind of stuck for us.
And so tell everybody what's inside. You can actually, it's almost like a grocery, a market, a coffee shop, a restaurant. You've got the patio. That's a lot to cover.
We're restaurant guys, me and my business partners, Gus Lampis and Encore Joshi. We've been doing restaurants for a long time. So this is a little out of our comfort zone. But we did team up with one of the Patel brothers, Mike Patel. They're a big grocery store chain here in the whole country. We had some help in that regard, being able to start going into this market. No pun intended, into the grocery market, aspect of it. But when you walk in off the trail, you're immediately greeted into a patio and cafe. With beautiful coffee drinks and really nice, croissants and pastries. And then downstairs, you go into a full market with flowers and everyday grocery and a butcher shop as well, which is a very important thing that we are adding to what we offer, which is definitely something we want to promote and make sure people know they can get really high quality, really fresh meats from local farms here. When they come into Wolf and Company.
Yeah, I saw images of that. It looks fantastic. So you are sourcing locally, like regional? We're talking Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa?
We're talking Illinois. We're getting our butcher, Rosa Frega, has sourced this meat locally from Kilgus Farms in Fairbury, Illinois. And she's bringing in whole animals, and she's... butchering up. She's been a whole animal butcher for about 10 years. And just the beauty that she creates from bring that whole animal to the chef, to the table, to the butcher. You know, it just gives the city a nice connection to locally sourced meats and well, you know, high-quality raised products.
We're talking to Sol Ashback, the co-owner of Wolf & Company. It's right off the 606 Trail. Many things going under that roof, but you really can't launch anything in Chicago without a great cocktail menu. So tell me about that.
We have been working with a fantastic but little-known mixologist, Claire Andreic, for the last 11 years. She did all of our cocktails from scratch at Little Bad Wolf, all of them at Gretel from scratch, all of them at The Good Wolf, which is another restaurant that we own. And she did them here. She does them all in-house. She does all her own tinctures and shrubs and syrups. And, you know, the process of making cocktails is painstaking and a lot of fun, but difficult. But when you get the end result, they're really fun to enjoy. The you know different looks and different liqueurs that we put in there. So she really took the time and effort to go above and beyond this time. So we're excited for people to come in and really see what they think of them.
Well, it hasn't been a week yet, but it looks like you're off to a great start. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Absolutely. Some of us will be walking. Mary will be running. I'd probably be on a bike. Sol Ashback is a co-owner of Wolf & Company. It's a place that everybody in town's buzzing about right now.